So like every week and every other week, there is always something to talk about on the Nigerian interwebs, and I'm always late to the party, but this one is about the Yahoo Boy drama. Is it a crime? Is it not a crime? That's the argument. Well, I'm not here to talk about if it's a crime or if it's not a crime. I think we all know what a crime is, and Yahoo, which is also known as cybercrime, is a crime. Yeah, so like I said, I'm not here to talk about if it's a crime or if it's not a crime. I'm here to look at it from another angle. I feel like this issue is gaining a huge spotlight, and I feel like that spotlight is a distraction. So yeah, like I said, Yahoo is a crime, and yes, crime is crime. Nobody with a proper functioning brain will dispute that fact. But like I said, the spotlight has made many people distracted. People are actually thinking that cybercrime, which is Yahoo, is the main problem in Nigeria. It is not even one of the major problems in Nigeria. Instead of being worried about how other countries view us, why don't we first worry about how we as Nigerians see each other, how we relate with each other, and focus on these main issues first. There are a lot of issues, main problems in Nigeria: the corruption, looting, and most importantly, the segregation. We're all separated. We are all separated. And like I said, everybody's just attacking everybody. There is no unity. Well, that's from my own standpoint, where I'm standing from. That is what I see. I don't see a united nation. Like I said, Yahoo is a crime, but this spotlight is just distracting people from the real problems. It's just like I said, I'm not saying it's not a crime, it is. It's just like a person suffering from organ failure, say, let's say kidney failure, and as a result of this, he or she, the person, has other complications such as infections and anemia. Of course, the other complications should not be dismissed, but the main focus would be on saving the organ, making that organ work again to save the whole person. And whatever angle you want to look at it, whether it's giving the patient a blood transfusion for his or her anemia or antibiotics to help fight the infection, that would just mask the problem, not get rid of it. The problem being that the organ is failing. Nigeria is a failing organ. Cybercrime is just a complication. Nigeria is a wasteland, and everybody just wants to leave. Everybody just wants to leave. Nobody wants to actually put in the work and try to make Nigeria better. I'm not saying I know how to make Nigeria better, but talking and talking and talking about it, like how we're talking about this Yahoo thing, will not change anything. Other things have to be put in place. You have to take action. I don't know how, but as we can all see, talking does not help. It's like a ritual now in Nigeria. We talk about something and drop it, and that's the end. Much like how I'm doing now, talking. Yes, I agree. It's not. It's Yahoo is not good stealing money from other people, hard-earned money, but that kind of sounds like something someone else in this country does. I'm not going to say politicians because you already know it's politicians. Yeah, complaining about Yahoo boys being the problem is like complaining about having bad eggs when your chickens are sick. So that's my own one kobo on the thing. Yeah, thank you for listening. I don't know who I'm thanking. I'm alone in my room. So yeah.